Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good, how are you guys?
What's this experience been like for you so far?
It's really cool. I mean, first dev camp with a great organization. It's fun to see a bunch of the guys that I already knew coming in and meeting a bunch of other Sabre prospects. It's been really cool. Really good people in this organization, so it's been a really good few days.
Things in common with guys like Eric Pertillo and Lennon, are you starting to get to know those guys a little bit now?
Yeah, for sure. I'm on the ice with Ports every day, so we sit right next to each other in the room. He's a good kid, and we're getting along well.
Now, Les, since the trade went down, you've had to slowly sort of learn more about this organization and people. What are the experiences particularly like in Boston, whether it be the Frozen Four or coming to the morning skate late in the season? What did that really show you about this?
I mean, it showed me a lot. Like, I've talked to Kevin Adams a bunch of times, and I sat with him in the stands for morning skate and during some of the games, and he's a really good guy. Really cares a lot about the organization, and he's really smart. He's taken a really good direction with the team and building a really good culture around it. And he tells me all the time how he wants good people, and it's really cool, like, to see how good of a person he is. Usually, like, as a kid, you see, like, all these transactions and it's a business and everyone tells you it's a business, but he really makes it seem like it's a home, and it's really comfortable, and they make it feel like super friendly. So it's been great. It's been really cool to be around the guys and be around the coaching staff.
What kind of resources has Connick been for you?
Oh, he's been awesome. I talk to him every week during the season, just keeping up to date, giving me tips, kind of helping me transform my game, become more of a pro. And he works with my goalie coach back in Northeastern, Mike Condon, and we're kind of like a three-person triangle working and developing and getting better. So it's been really good. He's called the goalie development guy for a reason. He's doing a really good job at it.
Why was it important to you to go back to school?
Yeah, I mean, as a goalie, there's definitely no rush. I've kind of taken the slower path my whole life where, I was a late bloomer. I played 3 years of midget. I went to play in a lower level junior hockey league, and it's worked for me. I just focus on my development and on getting better every day, and I've never really chased the highest level. I've kind of just let it come. When the time's right, it'll come. So I'm just waiting for that. And, I feel really good, and I'm confident in my abilities to be able to play, but I don't think it'll be bad to go back to college one more year, get better, come back even more ready.
You went through the World Junior, you went through a great season. What's it going to be like now? Every time someone plays Northeastern, you're the guy they know. We got to try to score on Devin Levi. That pressure and that target's going to be there.
It'll be fun, and that's also one of the reasons I wanted to go back, because it's an additional challenge that you're going to face at the pro level for sure. You play so many seasons, and coming off a good season, how are you going to do it again? That's the question, and a lot of people have a hard time with that. It's easy to get caught up in, thinking you're the best and you came off a really good season and trying to manage the expectations. So I'm really looking forward to going into that challenge and really managing it, learning how to do it. I've done it in the past with staying a third year in mid AAA, and that was my hardest year of hockey, honestly, even though I was playing the same level for 3 years. So I learned a lot that year, and I think it's going to be a really good development year, a really good mental battle, and I think I'm going to be one more step ready to come in next year. Yeah, so it was the expectations, learning how to manage expectations. I was a bit younger, and I came off a good season my second year, so it's how are you going to do it again, right? So I struggled a little bit at first trying to manage it, and, it's like you put so much pressure on yourself to be able to do it again, but this year going in, I'm going to treat it like it was last year. I still have a lot to prove. I definitely think I have more to give, so I'm going in like as an underdog, and I want to get better, I want to do better, and obviously being mindful of not putting too much pressure on myself where I have to carry the whole team. It's still a team game, and I'm going to work with my teammates to kind of do well and try to win this year.
How are you spending an extra midget year
seventh round pick? Because you've proven between Phoenix and playing in Northeastern, you should have been higher.
Thank you. And yeah, it could have been for sure. You know, I played my 2 years before a draft year in leagues that weren't very known or very well scouted by NHL scouts. So that could have been a reason for sure. Not many people knew who I was, and I wasn't really worried. I always believed in myself that I'd find a way to get there. And I kind of just took the patient route. I wasn't worried, and I just focused on my development. And at the end of the day, if you're good enough to play, you're going to find a way. So that's kind of how I approached it.
How are you spending your offseason, and what's your focus just getting ready for the year?
Yeah, so I've been in Montreal most of my offseason. Last week I went out to British Columbia with Dylan Grand. He was my goalie partner at the World Juniors, and we did like a week of skating there, and we push each other pretty hard, and we get better when we skate together, so I wanted to get the competitive juices flowing before I came here, so I did that, and rest of summer going to go back to Montreal and work with my goalie coach Marco Raimondo and my off-ice trainer Don White, and continue getting better on the ice, off the ice, and just going into next season, looking forward to have some fun.
I know you're in the middle of your season, but what was it like watching from afar what the Sabres were able to do the last few months of the season when they had a lot of young guys in the lineup that when your time comes, that
Yeah, it was really cool. It just goes to show like what Kevin Adams is doing with the team, and it's working. You got a lot of good young guys that are good people, and I was talking to a bunch of them, and they said it was the most fun they've had playing hockey like as an organization in a long time. So it really goes to show like how this approach is working, and it'll definitely work the next few years. And Kevin said in our little meeting before DevCamp that we're looking to win a Stanley Cup, and I think that the organization is on its way. It's really impressive.
What was the Olympics like for you? I mean, you didn't get a chance to play, and I imagine you're probably disappointed by that, but what was the experience like?
It was really, really cool. It was probably one of the best times of my life. Obviously, I didn't get a chance to play, and it was unfortunate, but you know, I stayed positive, and I took the experience for what it was. At the end of the day, you're an Olympian, and you only get to live that maybe once in your life. So I made sure I really enjoyed it, and it was so fun. The guys were unbelievable. Competing with them, you were with such great people and the best athletes in the world. So with so much greatness around you, you find a way to get better, and it was unbelievable. I got way better also from practicing with those guys for those 3 weeks, and I came back to Northeastern, and I felt great. Yeah, me, Kent, and Owen were buddies. We were really close when we were there. Mason McTavish and Jack McBain also. So us five, we were like the young guys there, and we got to know each other pretty well. I got to know Owen. He's a goalie mind. He loves. I have like virtual reality goggles. It's like to play goaltending. It's like practicing, and he always threw them on and wanted to give it a go. So yeah, he's like a goalie also. So we got along pretty well. Not really, honestly. I'm just focusing on myself, and I know if I do my job and I do it to the best of my abilities, and I'm the best version of myself, I know I'm going to play. So I'm just focusing on that, and you know, there's always going to be distractions and a guy on your ass. Sorry, I can't say that. A guy behind you, a guy ahead of you that you're going to want to fight, and so you just got to focus on yourself. And at the end of the day, if you're playing your best hockey, things will work out for you. So kind of just a little bit of tunnel vision there. Yeah, I mean, there's no like negative energy at all. It's just friendly competition, and we both want to get better. And at the end of the day, I want what's best for the organization too. So I definitely think that it's a good idea to have depth in all positions. So, yeah.
Were you sympathetic to him not having his gear
yesterday? Yeah, man, that was a hard practice yesterday. I can't imagine doing it in someone else's gear. So kudos to him.
Were either one of you extremely winded and maybe bordering on sick the way yesterday unfolded?
Yeah, that was definitely a challenge, but you know, it's a good challenge for sure. It's trying to stay positive, taking it as a mental battle and enjoying it. At the end of the day, there's no other place I'd rather be than here right now, so I just took it for what it was and had fun.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thank
you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.